Editor. I have lived in Burnaby for 60 years and have voted yes on numerous park referendums in our city. I believe Burnaby citizens have voted yes on every park referendum that our council has put forward, which is an indicator of how strongly Burnaby residents feel about our park system. Now the city of Burnaby wants to claw back irreplaceable parkland and turn it into industrial production. It's sad that the Grow Compost initiative doesn't even mention the impact the project will have on the Fraser River Foreshore Park on the Burnaby.ca webpage. I consider the Fraser Foreshore Park as a major destination park offering a lot more outdoor stimulation than a neighborhood park with a small playground. With Burnaby's ongoing densification, we need a lot more areas to get back to nature, to unwind and relax in a healthy environment. Are there any grow production facilities successfully operating anywhere? It's scary when the council report describes a $182 million project as being technically feasible. It seems similar composting facilities in Metro Vancouver have been fraught with problems and have generated much resident concern and dissatisfaction in the past. With Burnaby's track record on major projects, i.e. the Rosemary Brown Arena, the city of Burnaby should give this project a pass and let someone else try it out. Burnaby should be looking for ways to enlarge the Fraser River Foreshore Park, not reduce the parkland by 12%. Ken Pett.